to the hell. If you would fail this test, that would be your place. You will be suffering into the hellfire. But now, because you pass your test and you answer correctly, قَدْ أَبْدَلَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ مَقْعَدًا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy, because of your iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has changed your place from Jahannam to Jannah. May Allah make all of us. فَيُرَاهُمَا جَمِيعًا. But angels are going to show him both the places. That was your place in Jahannam. Now this will be your place or your palace in Jannah. وَأَمَّا الْمُنَافِقُ وَالْكَافِرُ. But if a mayyit is kafir or munafiq, for you call the same question will be asked to everybody. مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلِ. What do you say about his personality? فَيَقُولُ لَا أَدْرِي. He will say, I don't know. كُنْتُ أَقُولُ مَا يَقُولُ النَّاسِ. I only used to say what people used to talk about Muhammad, final prophet, this and that. I just to say, but I had not real know who is he. For you قَالُ لَهُ مَا دَرَيْتَ وَمَا دَلَيْتَ. You did not think and ponder. Allah has granted you ability to think and you never did that. وَلَا دَلَيْتَ. You did not follow any preacher, any Islamic, muballigh, and you did not accept Islam. So now, وَيُدْرَبُ بِمَتَارِكَ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ. With the whip of the out of hadith, the iron, they gonna darbatan, they gonna hit him, they gonna beat him. For yasihu sayhatan, and he is going to scream in such a loud way. Yasma'uha man yalihi min ghayri saqalain. Everyone nearby, all the birds and animals, will hear his voice, his cry. Except jinn and ins, except human being and jinnat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made barrier. We cannot hear the voices of the azab given into the graves. And what is the reason for that? Because we are mukallaf. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have not created human being and jinn but for our worship. So this is unseen things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not disclose for us. We are mukallaf. But other than these two, jinnat and insan, everyone, every creature of this world can hear the voices, the cries of the person who is getting punishment into the grave. May Allah save all of us. One of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the reason. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Lawla Allah tadafanu لَدَعَوْتُ اللَّهَ أَنْ يُسْمَعَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ الَّذِي أَسْمَعُ مِنْهُ. If you people don't stop burying your people, I would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He must make you people also hear the voices and cries of those who are in the qabr and they are getting the punishment of the qabr. But I don't make dua like this because you people stop burying. If a person just buried his brother, his mother, his father, and the cry is coming out from the grave, he will stop burying the next person. No, this is a danger place. I'll keep in the deep freezer in the house. I don't want to make him suffer into the cupboard. So you people will stop burying the people. That's why I don't want you to hear the voices of those people who are getting punishment into the grave. May Allah save all of us. What does it mean, my brothers? It means the punishment of the grave is true. We have to believe. And whatever is happening, this is after the death. And that's why this called the barzakh, the alam-e barzakh, which starts from the death of the person, the moment his soul departs from his body, and is going to end after the second trumpet will be blown by Israfil alayhi salam. So just imagine from the time of Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, people are in the graves. They are waiting. So this how long period is? Because timeline in Barzakh is totally different. There is no day and night over there. There is no 24 hours over there. It's different scenario. You cannot imagine. is beyond our understanding and imagination. So we cannot judge and imagine that the time we are passing in this world is going to be similar in the next one. Not like that. So the life of this world is nothing in comparison to the life of the hereafter. The experiences, happinesses, and sorrows of this life are microscopic in relation to the hereafter. The phenomenon commences when the soul exits the body. At such a crucial stage, there are two groups, the fortunate ones and the wretched ones. The fortunate ones are received like kings. Hundreds of the angels receive them. Fragrance surrounds them and light engulfs them. They are escorted to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in convoy of light comprised of the angels. As I said, it comes in the hadith that when a person asks these three questions, then the voice comes from the heaven that now he passed his test, to now give him the clothing of Jannah, put the bedding of Jannah for him, lay down the bedding of the Jannah for him, and open up the window of Jannah. So Jannah, the window of Jannah will be open into the grave. Why is he sleeping in the grave? And then the fragrance from the Jannah will come, and he can feel while he is in the grave from the heaven. Direct connection and channel will be open. And his cover, his grave will be open up wide as much as far he can see. As far as eye can see, that long and wide his cover will be. On the other side, if a person is mushrik, munafiq, kafir, or the sinner Muslim committed sin, the cover is going to oppress him from the both side. Rasulullah SAW will explain, like fingers intermingling with each other. Like this, the grave will be, snitching him. Allah save all of us. So, on the soul, exact to the body, okay. The treatment one receives in interspace in Barzakh is a reflection of one's deeds and action in this world. It is said, in Barzakh, he will be granted the different body, not like this. The body will be either bright or the dark body. The bright body will be because of the good actions and ibadat. And dark body will be reflection of his sins and evil actions. The word cannot describe the ordeal. This concept can be understood. You know, when we're traveling at the airport and we have to have connecting flight, right? And we are waiting for that 5 hours, 8 hours, sometimes 24 hours. But if a person has a bonus points holders or recline, so he's going to recline in the first class, in the luxury lounge. Some are entertained in the business lounge. Others are offered the free meals, and some of are only entitled of a free drink. There will be those passengers who are not entitled to anything. Worse than that, some passengers are left stranded in the transit, or others face ordeals and troubles with flight cancellation and suffer prolonged anxiety. This is the depiction of the souls in the interspace in Barzakh. Different souls will receive a different base according to their points. Like just the example to make us understand, if you have more point, you will be treated in the same airport differently compared to that person who had no points and is suffering anxiety. No one knows him at the airport, and he cannot get out from the airport. He's stuck over there and is nothing. Sometimes he has to stay hungry 12 hours, 13 hours, like that. Exactly is going to happen in Barzakh. We cannot come back into this dunya. We have no connection with our relatives. We cannot go further because still we have to wait Yawm al-Qiyamah. Everybody has to wait till the day of judgment. Then only we can go there. So there are stages. Number one is Ala Illihin. The souls of the prophets, Anbiya alayhi salam, will be very high. just close to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala illiyin. And the shuhada, the second category of the souls will be the shuhada, those who martyred for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has put their souls into the green birds. Which kind of birds we cannot imagine in this world, the different kind of birds of hereafter. In the green birds, the souls of the shuhada will be, and they're gonna fly into the Jannah. They will be given the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La taqul lam yaqtul fi sabil amwat, bal ahya'un inda Allahi yurzaqun. That they are given the risk. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مُوَاتَ. Those who are martyred for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't regard them death, but بَلْ أَحْيَاؤُنَ إِنْ دَرَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. They are in the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are given the risk. The third category is the courtiers of the gates of paradise. The righteous people, the believers, the Muslims who die on Iman, who did good action, their souls will be waiting in the courtyard, in the passage of the paradise, just nearby gate. They're just waiting to get to be open and they can go inside. They will be standing and waiting over there. And some of them will be in the grave. As I said, their grave will be expanded as far as they can see. They have the fragrance of Jannah directly coming from the Jannah into their graves. And Allah or angel will say, Nim kanawmat al-arus. Now you must sleep like a groom is sleeping. The wedding is over, he's very tired. Now wedding night, he's just sleeping. So sleep, no one will disturb you. Only your beloved one will wake you up in the morning. Who is beloved one? His wife, right? So on the day of Qiyamah, the angel will say to the person who will answer the question, now you must sleep. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wake you up when the Yawm al-Qiyamah will be. Billah make us amongst those. And some of them will be burning into the fire and all those things. May Allah give us tawfiq. So this was the brief introduction of the Barzakh. It's very difficult, and it all depends, my brothers and sisters, on our amal. Allah has given us chance to make our own Barzakh comfortable, luxurious, or the suffering place of torment. Billah give us tawfiq.
Allahu Akbar, Allah!